Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a funky drummer blueprint inside Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the right way for jungle, old school DNB, and darker roller vibes. The big idea here is simple. Don't just copy a break, rebuild it. Shape it into something playable, controlled, and heavy enough to sit under a bass line without getting messy. That's the difference between I chopped a loop and I made a drum system. Now, before we touch any audio, set the project up with the right mindset. Start around 170 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for classic jungle energy. If you want it a little more modern and urgent, push it up to 172 or 174. If you want it a touch looser and rawer, drop it closer to 165 or 168. Create three tracks to start with: your break audio track, a drum rock track for reinforcement, and a return track for space or a dubby movement later on. That setup gives you room to build the break, reinforce it, and then add atmosphere without cluttering the main groove. Now load your funky drummer source onto the audio track. If it's an audio file, warp it carefully. This is important. Do not overwarp the life out of it. For a break like this, the natural timing feel is part of the character. You can use Beats or Complex Pro depending on the material, but only place warp markers where they're truly needed. Don't go marking every transient like you're fixing a broken clock. Keep the break breathing. Keep the transients intact. And make sure the main snare lands strong on the backbeat. Here's a useful teacher tip. In jungle and old school DNB, a little looseness is a good thing. You want human movement, not sloppy timing. So the goal is a stable loop with just enough character to feel alive. Next, slice the break to a new MIDI track. If the source is clean, slice by transients. If you want a stricter reconstruction, 1/16 works well. If the break is messy and you want fewer pieces to manage, 1/8 can be a better starting point. Once it's sliced, rename the pads immediately. Call them things like kick, snare, hat, ghost snare, rim or perk, and break tail or room. This sounds basic, but it saves a ton of time later. A lot of producers lose the flow because the pad layout becomes a mystery halfway through the edit. Now audition the slices and pick your best material. You're looking for a clean kick transient, one or two strong snare hits, and a few ghost notes that add bounce. If a slice has great attack but weak body, keep it anyway. You can reinforce it later. That's the whole point of rebuilding instead of just preserving the original. Now comes the fun part. Program the groove like a performance, not like a copy. Start with a 1-bar MIDI clip. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4. Add kick placement that drives the movement forward. Add ghost notes before or after the snares to keep the groove breathing. And sprinkle in a few hat skips so it doesn't feel like a machine loop. A really solid starting mindset is this. The snare is the anchor, the kick is the push, and the ghost notes are the motion. In this style, the snare is often the emotional center of a whole break. If the snare feels right, the entire groove reads as authentic. Use the MIDI editor to shape the feel. Main snare hits should be strong and consistent. Ghost notes should be much lower in velocity. Hats should vary in velocity so they don't sound static. And for micro timing, don't be afraid to move a few ghost notes slightly late for a lazy funk feel, or slightly early for a bit of shove. If the groove feels too rigid, try a groove pull swing around 54% to 58%. Just don't overdo it. Classic jungle usually works best when the backbeat stays firm and the smaller details carry the swing. Now let's add punch. Your break slices will often sound good on their own, but once the bass line enters, they usually need reinforcement. For the kick, layer a short clean kick with a strong transient. Load it in simpler in one-shot mode. If needed, high pass the layer lightly so you're not overloading the low end, but keep enough body so it supports the break. For the snare, layer a crisp snare or rimshot with the break snare. If the snare feels thin, add another layer with a longer tail. You can also use drum bus lightly on the snare layer to give it edge. A bit of drive, a bit of transients, and a touch of crunch can go a long way. A practical chain for the snare bus would be EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. That gives you tone shaping, punch, grit, and a quick way to keep things centered. A good rule here, don't try to replace the break with the layer. Let the layer reinforce the break. The break provides the character, the layer provides the authority. Now we shape the groove with velocity and small edits. This is where the loop stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a drummer. Set your main snare hits high and consistent, usually somewhere around 110 to 127 velocity. Keep ghost notes much lower. Let the kick accents breathe a little instead of making every kick identical. And alternate hat velocity so the top end feels human. Then do some micro editing. Move a few ghost notes by 5 to 20 milliseconds. Duplicate a ghost snare in the second half of the bar to build tension. Remove one expected hat hit before a fill, so the ear gets a moment of space. Those little moves matter a lot in DNB, because the groove is so fast that the listener feels the details even when they don't consciously notice them. If the break feels too busy, don't panic and start deleting everything. Just remove one or two mid-bar hits and keep the kick-snare relationship intact. If it feels too empty, add a hat pickup into beat 4, or a faint snare drag into the backbeat. Those tiny adjustments can completely change the energy. One great arrangement trick for jungle-style tracks is to keep the first part of a phrase a little more restrained, then increase the chatter later. For example, in a 16-bar section, you might heap bars 1 through 8 tighter and simpler, then bring in extra ghost notes and break detail in bars 9 through 12. That contrast creates lift without needing a huge fill. Now route the break slices and layers into a drum bus group and process it gently. The key word there is gently. You want glue, punch, and a bit of controlled grit. Not a flattened, overcooked loop. A solid stock Ableton chain would be EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, saturator, and utility. High-pass any rumble if you need to. Use the glue compressor for just a few dB of gain reduction. Let drum bus add movement and a little aggression. Use saturator for cohesion, and check mono compatibility with utility. If the snare starts sounding papery after compression, back off the compressor and consider a tiny boost around 200 HE. Sometimes the fix is not more processing, it's less damage from the processing you already used. This is where a lot of intermediate producers go wrong. They smash the drum bus too hard, because they want impact. But in this style, the transient detail is part of the groove. If you flatten that out, you lose the funk. Now let's turn the loop into a track tool. Make at least three versions of the pattern. A main loop, a busier loop with extra ghost notes and hats, and a fill version with cut-down hits and a transition. That way, you're not stuck with one static drum pattern across the whole arrangement. Think in DNB phrases. 8 bars for an intro idea, 16 bars for a first drop cycle, maybe 8 bars of variation after that, or a full 32-bar roar section if you want the track to breathe longer. Use small arrangement moves to create energy. Drop the kick out for 1 bar before a switch-up. Add a snare flam at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. Reverse a snare tail into a fill. Mute the break for half a bar before it comes back in. Or automate a filter opening on the drum bus in the last 2 bars of a build-up. Those little touches matter. Jungle and old-school DNB are full of those quick edits and surprise moments. The listener should feel the section changing, even if the core drum DNA stays the same. Now we make room for the bass line. This is a massive one. In DNB, the drums and bass are in conversation. If the drums hog the low end, the bass loses power. If the bass is too wide or too messy, the break loses definition. So check your low end carefully. Keep the kick from fighting the sub. Don't stack too much low mid-body from the kick, snare, and bass all at once. Make sure the sub is clean and centered. Let the kick punch without owning the whole 40 to 80 HE range. And let the snare live more in the low mids and high mids, not down in sub territory. If your bass line is a Reese, carve a little space around the snare body frequency and let the break provide rhythmic noise and transient detail. If the bass line is more neuro-leaning, keep the break a bit tighter and less roomy, so the bass automation can cut through. A good habit here is checking mono often. If the break collapses badly in mono, it will fight the bass and lose club weight. In this style, centered drums are usually your friend. Here's another useful coach note. Think in rolls, not samples. Every hit should earn its place. One hit drives momentum. Another adds weight. Another creates shuffle. Another creates tension. If a hit doesn't serve a role, it's probably clutter. And remember this. Let one element stay imperfect. If everything is perfectly quantized and polished, you can lose that old-school funk. Maybe the ghost notes stay loose. Maybe the hats are a little rough. Maybe the tail fragments have some variation. That imperfect detail is often what makes the groove feel alive. You can also take this further with advanced variations. Try alternating between two ghost note maps. One busier in the first half of a phrase and one leaner later on. Create a shadow break layer with only hats and ghost snare texture tucked quietly underneath the main groove. Swap snare tones between sections if you want the arrangement to feel like it's evolving without changing the whole pattern. Or make one version with fewer kick notes so the bass line feels bigger and the break feels faster. For sound design, a few extra tricks help a lot. A tiny room reverb can give the break space, but keep decay short. A parallel grit lane can add attitude if you duplicate the drum bus, distort the copy harder, roll off the low end, and blend it in quietly. A very short reverse snare or reversed break tail into the downbeat is classic jungle tension, and a little saturation before compression can help the break feel dirtier and more underground. Finally, here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar funky drummer rebuild in Ableton Live 12. Slice the break, rebuild the groove, add one kick layer and one snare layer. Process the drum bus with a Q8, glue compressor, and drum bus. Then make two versions, one sparse and rolling, one busier with a fill into bar 2. Add one automation move, like an auto filter opening or a snare reverb throw. Then play it against a simple sub or reese and check whether the drums still feel clear. That's the real test. Not whether the break sounds cool by itself, but whether it still feels powerful when the bass line is moving underneath it.